Have you ever thought it would be cool to pay for something with the swipe of your hand? Or simply just storing data in your fingertips? In your literal fingertips? If so, you're not the only one. People have actually done these things. They decided to get body augmentations. If you don't understand body augmentation, I'll give you a brief description, even though a title basically says it. It basically means you are subjecting your body to alterations that you believe to be more attractive or even a necessity in everyday life. For the first story on someone paying with a swipe of their hand, basically that little flap of skin in between your thumb and your index finger, they put a chip right there, which then they used an app to connect it to the person's account, their PayPal account, I believe they used. I don't think they used their actual legit account. I think they used an alternative. And from that, it could basically be used as a credit card or debit card. The only downside to this, well, the main downside, is that not many places offer a device that can actually scan that chip. There's only a select few places that have something that can scan it. Since it is something in the skin, it's not something that has like a bar you scan or like a chip you insert. It's something that has to be like, it requires a special device. Now, in the case for the man who had data in his fingertips, his was implemented not because he wanted it to happen. He actually got in an accident to where he lost a portion of his fingertip when he was looking into potentially like covering it up, you know, so it just looked like a normal finger. He got the idea of putting in a thumb drive on his finger. And I should clarify that this thumb drive isn't directly installed into him. If it was, you would get into certain issues about like leaving it in your computer and just having to force your hand to be there. The cover that he had a USB on it, but in a sense, his finger was a USB drive. These are only some minor cases of body augmentations. If you want sort of an extreme case of body augmentation, there was a man who was basically rendered completely colorblind from birth. There was actually a device that was created just for him, which allowed him to hear color. And yeah, you heard me right. Basically, the device he wore on his head would be placed almost from the back, attaching to the back of his head, wrapping all the way to the top and almost dangling in the front. The sensor in the front would recognize what colors he was looking at, and it would send sort of a vibration off for each color. So a certain color would have a certain vibration to it, and that vibration he would hear. So in a sense, he would hear color. Some people may be concerned about body augmentations becoming a thing that people want to have done on purpose, not because they were born a certain way or they were in an accident and wanted to replace what is already gone. They're afraid that people may just start chopping off bits and pieces just to potentially have something that they deem slightly better, which is an understandable worry. I would be lying if I said that I didn't find this whole subject exciting, but it could just be because I'm kind of nerdy. But some people just find the whole idea of being a cyborg, I did some air quotes there, because technically I guess you are becoming one by implementing technology into your body in a sense, but people find that idea attractive while others are fearing that. I could honestly see this becoming a popular thing in the future. As to what extremes they'll be, who knows? But I could see something simply being a subdermal implant for like a chip, for like a credit card or debit card, or just something along those lines. Being something so simple and so little when it comes to intrusion to your body that I could see it picking up. I don't think full-on body augmentation will become a fad in the next 100 years, like losing a hand, replacing it with a robot hand, and so on and so forth. Minor things, like I said earlier with the implants, I could see becoming a thing. The issue arises when you get your hand chopped off and replace with a robot hand, and let's say you get fed up with that robot hand, you can't really get your old hand back. That's just gone. That's where the issue will lie. The regrets, I guess people would say. And if it was something minor, like, again, like an implant, it could be simply taken out. It's not going to be like, oh, darn, it's like a tattoo. I'm going to have to go in for laser surgery for such and such amount of time and stuff. It's like, no, we'll just take a little time and do some surgery right there and just pull it out. Simple as that. I'm not going to lie, when I was looking at this whole thing for ideas on examples to show off, I found something that someone made, which was a device that would go on like your chest. It was a pretty thin device that would go on like the upper center of your chest. And I believe it was called the North Sense. Now, if you cannot figure out what it does by the title, I'll tell you. It tells you where North is, in a sense. It makes like a little vibration, like a soothing vibration whenever you are facing towards North. It's such an odd thing, but hey, I guess it's interesting. People could just simply use their phones. I use my phone to figure out like directions. I don't think I would really need my body to do that. And I guess people could easily just look at the sun and just figure out stuff from that too. But hey, you know, no big deal. But anyways, my name is Techie Tanner. Thank you for tuning into today's podcast. If you have any suggestions for future podcasts or any comments you would like to share with me, feel free to message me at Techie Tanner on Twitter. Good night, good day, whatever time it is where you live. And until next time.